USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Another unidentified object has been shot down today. This after one was shot down yesterday and a Chinese spy balloon was taken out of the sky a week ago. John Schaefer fills us in on today's flying object.
This went over Canadian airspace. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeting that Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled and a U.S. F-22 successfully shot it down. NBC correspondent Dan DeLuce raising the question, why are we seeing so many?
Is this because there's a heightened sensitivity as the U.S. and the Canadian military watch the airspace over North America? Or is there something else here? Is it connected to a foreign adversary?
The high-altitude airborne object shot down over the Yukon. Trudeau said he has spoken with President Biden and Canadian forces will now recover the object. I'm John Schaefer.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says no more troopers will be disciplined over the response to the Uvalde mass shooting. The DPS investigated the conduct of seven troopers. One was fired and another faces termination. The Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton talks about when it actually hit him that he was playing in the Super Bowl tomorrow.
It really didn't hit me until I finally caught one across the stage, man. I saw the trophy for the first time in person. It's kind of one of the things you kind of watch on TV, never really see it in person, but you see it in person, it makes it all real.
Super Bowl 57 on Fox. It begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. SpaceX is planning to send more Starlink satellites into orbit this weekend if the weather cooperates. The private space company has a launch scheduled for just after midnight, early Sunday morning, at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, but the launch conditions are only 20% go. Forecasters are concerned about strong winds and clouds in the area. Monday is the backup day. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
This week's earthquake in Turkey and Syria has left millions of people homeless. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said over 5 million people in Syria alone have been displaced because of the quake. One UN representative called the situation a crisis within a crisis, as nearly 7 million Syrians were already forced from their homes since the start of the civil war in 2011. The ongoing debate over gender identity is prompting a crisis at a New Hampshire school. Friday, 150 students reportedly walked out of Milford High School and Middle School to protest a local school board decision to ban urinals in boys' bathrooms and create so-called gender-shared spaces in locker rooms. Former NFL player Michael Irvin is no stranger to controversy.
Former Dallas Cowboys star Michael Irvin is filing a defamation lawsuit against Marriott Hotels and a female employee in Phoenix. He was accused of improper behavior and was pulled from this weekend's Super Bowl coverage. According to the lawsuit, Irvin had a normal conversation with the employee, and there was no funny business. Witnesses were cited in the suit, which is asking for $100 million in damages. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Rihanna is preparing for her Super Bowl halftime performance tomorrow. The pop superstar said in an interview that things are coming together and that performing on such a large stage for the first time in a while is exhilarating. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.